98.1 KZEMK with you. In the studio with me is Lorraine, the operations manager for the Kingston Farmers Market. Welcome.
Hi, it's good to be here.
Yeah, thanks for coming in today.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me.
Let's talk Kingston Farmers Market. I have been a number of times, and it's a great farmers market, and it's grown quite a bit in the last few years, right?
It has, yeah. Well, 20 years ago or so, they started with 6 vendors, and now this year we're going to have just under 90.
Oh my God. Yeah. That's really grown.
Yeah, not all at the same time, of course. But,
yeah. And it used to be kind of on a block of Wall Street, if I remember, and it's grown so much that now you're in the county courthouse parking lot, right?
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah. It makes load in, load out a lot easier.
I can imagine. Yeah. So for the uninitiated, if you're going into Kingston, that's going to be, it's between Wall Street and, is that?
Crown Street.
Crown Street, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So right over by Saltbox.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right behind it.
Beautiful. What's new this year for the Kingston Farmers Market?
Well, we, of course, have all of our produce vendors and everything that have been there for years. But this year, we've got a lot of prepared food that's coming in new. We've got Cuban food coming from Manolo's Cuban Cafe. We've got Van Roy's Caribbean Grill. We have some of our other prepared food vendors returning, Land of Tamal, which is a favorite, Samosa Shack.
Yeah.
And then we've also got some new arts vendors, which we haven't had that in the past. So we'll have one or two art spots every week rotating out different vendors.
Awesome. Yeah. It's really like a little mini festival every weekend.
Oh, yeah. We've got live music, too. And it's great. Yeah. It's really like a community space instead of just, you know, a place for people to go buy and shop. And of course, you can do that there.
Yeah. And yeah, I mean, it's wonderful to be able to go and get fresh produce. And I mean, you know, obviously a lot of really good seasonal goods. There's a lot of farmers and artisans and people who are kind of just like, yeah, it's a real farm to consumer direct pipeline.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. A lot of people don't know this too, but we also accept SNAP, which is great. You can just come up to the temp and get your SNAP. And then we actually have this program that's run by the state called Fresh Connect, which if you spend your SNAP money at the market, they double it. So if you spend $20, you get $40, which is really amazing.
Yeah, that's awesome. What's your favorite thing to get at the farmer's market?
I love a pastry against my own benefit, I guess. But every time I'm there, yeah, I have to get like a croissant or the bread from Rising River is so amazing. She also has a really good babka, so partial to that.
I'm a sucker for a good croissant myself.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Have you ever had the ostrich eggs? Do you still have the ostrich eggs at the Kingston Farmers Market?
They're there, but I haven't gotten them.
I got one once.
Oh, yeah? How was it?
It's an experience. If you've never seen an ostrich egg, they are like the size of like what ball would you say? Like a bowling ball?
Like a softball.
Bigger than a softball, though. Yeah. But smaller than a bowling ball. Somewhere in between those two things. Like truly a gigantic egg. And I think the person, I forget, what do you remember the name of the vendor who has them?
Highland Farm.
Highland Farms. The folks there were telling me, I think it's equivalent to like a dozen eggs.
I think it's more than that.
Maybe. Yeah. This was a few years ago, but I remember my partner's family was visiting and we were like, let's just get an ostrich egg and just make that for everybody for breakfast. And there were too many eggs. It was too much scramble.
Yeah. I don't think you can just crack them open either, right?
They're it was solid. A challenge. You have to like, I think we had a hammer. Yeah. So really cool, unique stuff at the Kingston Farmers Market. You know, don't just think like, oh, I'm going to go buy some lettuce. Absolutely. You can buy some beautiful lettuce, but ostrich eggs, really cool exotic meats, cheeses. I'm a sucker for a good cheese at a farmer's market.
We've got two full-time cut flower vendors this year.
Wonderful.
And also some seedlings that people will be selling. Ulster County Native Nursery.
Oh, great.
Will be there and they'll be selling seedlings.
Yeah. Again, I mean, great seasonal things.
Yeah.
You know, and I need to get my butt in gear for my garden. So probably a good thing for me to go and do. Kingston Farmers Market is Saturdays from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. in the County Courthouse parking lot, KingstonFarmersMarket.org. Lorraine, do you have any advice on parking? I know that can kind of be a tough thing for folks coming in from out of town.
Parking is really tough. The street fills up pretty quickly usually, but there are municipal lots over on not Wall Street, Front Street.
Yes,
there are two municipal lots on Front Street
That
you can park in, and it's maybe a 5-minute walk down to the market from there.
And a very nice walk, too.
Oh, gorgeous.
Yeah, I mean, really, I would think you could go either way. You could like go down Wall Street more, or down John Street more, Fair Street, and like, yeah, just find a spot and take a stroll.
Yeah, it's nice to walk around Kingston too. Yeah.
Wear comfortable shoes, watch out for the sidewalks.
Definitely. Sunscreen probably.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and yeah, let's talk about the music series too. I think you said Mae Chung is coming up. Is that this Saturday?
Yeah, she's going to open up our first market. She's going on at 11 and she'll be playing till 12:30.
Awesome.
Really great. Some other people we've got coming up. We've got Colton Thorne coming up. We've got Pablo Shine Jazz Trio, who is phenomenal if you've never heard them. Bad Cat, Studio Stew, Francesca Hoffman, and we've got music all summer long.
Awesome.
So.
Yeah. And do the musicians play the entire time?
No, they're on from 11 to 12:30.
11 to 12:30. Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be a long set.
It would be, but they do a great job.
Yeah. Yeah. What else? So you said you've got some arts vendors coming, which is new this season?
Yes, we've never had that before.
Yeah.
And this year we decided to admit a couple of them. We've got Wesson 28 and Wishbone Letterpress, who I believe do like custom printing stuff. And then we've also got, let me see here, with my schedule. We've got local artists like Callie McKenzie, Joy Newton, who does textiles, Wendy Enoch Pottery.
Awesome.
Lots of other things, yeah.
Yeah, so really, I mean, again, this is not just like a, you know, produce-based farmer's market. There's lots of wonderful produce, too. But, like, you could get all of your, like, gift shopping done.
Oh, yeah.
For, you know, if you've got birthdays or, you know, baby showers or events coming up this year, like, great place to go. And buy directly from local vendors.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's always important to support your local farmer. And that's really the whole mission of the farmer's market is to not just the local farmers, although they are a big component of it, but just local businesses in general, small businesses who don't otherwise have access to like a broader market.
Yeah, yeah, because not everybody can afford to rent space at, you know, a permanent vendor market or something like that. Like,
yeah,
this could be a really great way for folks to get their goods out there, get their arts out there, and yeah, make some money every weekend.
Yeah, and we've got different vendors coming every week, so, you know, keep coming back.
Does the website reflect that, or is it more like just come through and see what's there?
We've actually got a newsletter that goes out every week on Thursday, and the first thing that gets listed in there is all of the vendors we're going to have for that week.
Very
so
cool.
If you want to sign up for that, go to our website, kingstonfarmersmarket.org.
Yeah, that's actually genius. So folks who are listening, and I know we have a lot of people listening on the stream from out of town who might be coming into the Hudson Valley for a visit, yeah, sign up for the newsletter, kingstonfarmersmarket.org, and see when something catches your eye and plan a trip accordingly.
Yeah, definitely. We've also got in there all of the events going on uptown usually. So, you know, you stop into the market and then you go do something else. You know, there's always music, or they had a couple talks at the Person House, which is right next to us.
Oh, yeah. What is that place? What do they do there?
They're a historical society. So they actually in the fall every year, they do a big historical reenactment of the Battle of Kingston.
Ooh.
From the, I think it's the Revolutionary War.
Is it the Burning of Kingston?
The Burning of Kingston.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Yeah. You know, all the years I've lived there, I've never been to the Burning of Kingston.
I hadn't either. But yeah, it happened right next to the market last year, and it was, you know, all the guys were out there in their Revolutionary War uniforms, and it was really cool.
Is there actual fire?
I don't think there's actual fire, but there's some cannon blasts and things like that.
That's
going on.
So fun. Oh my god,
it is really fun.
Lorraine is my guest operations manager for the Kingston Farmers Market every Saturday in the county courthouse parking lot uptown from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. KingstonFarmersMarket.org. And actually, I should thank you because you guys sponsor my Saturday morning advice show, Dawn Patrol. So thanks for that.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, it's good. Good to know.
Yeah. Anything else we should know?
Nothing comes to mind, but I do just want to say, yeah, the market accepts SNAP. So a lot of people don't know that. So we're just trying to get that information out there.
That is really good information and a great way to get your hands on local, really good produce if you're on a lower income.
Definitely.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for coming through.
Thanks for having me. It's been great.
We got some bell curves for you right now. Topo Chico on KZE.